One of the great disciples and devotees of the Holy Eucharist in Catholic history is St. Thomas Aquinas. With very, very good reason, the beautiful Mass and Office of Corpus Christi is attributed to St. Thomas, and it was very shortly after his death. This beautiful Mass and liturgy also includes the hymn Panis Angelicus, O bread of heaven, made the bread of mortal men. These hymns, like O Salutaris and Pange Lingua, O Dorote Devote, they were all written by St. Thomas, and they are profoundly theological and beautiful hymns. I think you should get to know them. I'm trying to send out get a little prayer book published which has them in it, and already the Sophia Press has published the prayers to the Eucharist of St. Thomas Aquinas. One of the lines in Panis Angelicus is this: Pauper servus et humilis. A poor man and a humble servant. This is who the Eucharist is given to. Manducat hominum, pauper servus et humilis. By the power of God, man is fed. Man meaning men and women, that hominum means, poor and a servant, a humble servant. When you come before Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, don't think of yourself as anything but pauper servus et humilis. Think of yourself as a poor little soul. It's the best possible way to be. And I don't care who you are. When the Holy Father goes before the Eucharist, he does not go as the Pope. He goes as pauper servus et humilis, a poor man and a humble servant. The greatest of saints, the greatest of human beings, kneels in the humblest possible adoration and thanksgiving before the presence of Christ. I've often expressed my sadness, my frustration, that in our neighborhood in the Bronx and in Harlem, the people around us do not know about the Eucharist because they love Jesus. People love Jesus and they belong to devout little storefront churches where there is a real affection and love and adoration of Jesus. And I would love to say, come into the church, come into the chapel, because here in the tabernacle is Christ. And if they had that gift of faith to believe that, they would adore Christ with the greatest humility, because they identify themselves as the humble ones and the servants. Can I give you a piece of advice? Always, when you come before the Eucharist, fall to your knees. I'm not impressed by bows between you and me. Sometimes I have to bow because my legs ache so much I can't kneel down. But the best bow is a profound bow. In our little community, we follow the old custom of the Capuchins. When we come before the Eucharist, we put our face against the floor, as St. Francis did. Pauper servus et humilis, a poor man and a humble servant. Kings and queens, popes and prelates, presidents, the whole crowd of them, all fall in adoration absolutely equal to everyone else. The great, great sign of the equality of the human race is before the divine presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And when you kneel humbly, as best you can, before the Eucharist, I guarantee that when you get up from your knees and you leave the chapel or church, if you've really prayed, you will be more kind, more gentle, more forgiving, more understanding to others. And you will be more generous. Nobody can really love Christ in the Eucharist and not be generous to others, and not be generous to the poor. Because how can we adore the body of Christ in the tabernacle and pass the body of Christ as he speaks to us and the poor person in the marketplace? St. John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, used to say, you come here to the Basilica, to the great cathedral, and you put your gift before the altar, but you don't touch the hand of Christ. But go out into the marketplace and put a coin into the hand of a poor man, and you touch the hand of Christ. We live in very greedy times in the United States. A very dedicated priest recently said, we're treating poor people like they were cockroaches. It's an awful thing to say, but it's true. And this is why I maintain that the Catholic Church will come back to new life in our country when we are devoted to Christ in the Eucharist. In the Mass, where we join in the Paschal Mystery, that's first. And secondly, in the devout reception of the Body and Blood of Christ in the Holy Communion. But thirdly, in the Eucharistic Presence, which continues on into the day, both the mystery of the Mass and the mystery of the Presence of Christ. Love the poor, and your life will be filled with sunlight. And you will not be frightened at the hour of death. But if you want to know the key to loving the poor, and sometimes they're kind of unlovable, if you want to know the key of recognizing Christ in the poorest of the poor, then love the Eucharist. And if you really love Christ in the Eucharist, if you really love his flesh and blood in this holy sacrament, then I guarantee you will spontaneously and joyfully love his precious body and blood as it comes to you in the poor, the weak, the sick, the lonely, the dying, the bittered, the alienated, the rejected. He is there. He is there. O bread of angels, made the bread of mortal men, O bread of angels, given to me, a very poor one, and a servant. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.